Tony Morning joins me on the programme now, though. Tony Morning of Biddy Freels in Dromahol. Tony, thanks for coming in.
No problem at all, Greg.
Right, you had Eamon Jackson playing, was it last night or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Now, Eamon Jackson was formerly involved in puppy farming.
Yep.
He said he's distanced himself from that. It's a family business. But there's a strong online campaign against him performing anywhere.
Yeah.
And I watched over the weekend as your Facebook rating tumbled.
Yep.
From something like 4.
It's near up near 5.
Up stars, near 5 down to 3.4 something the last time.
Down to 3.1 or 2, yeah.
Which is a big deal for business.
That's a major deal, yeah.
Do you stand by booking Eamon Jackson and him doing the gig?
I spoke to Eamon Jackson for the first time personally on Saturday night. I am not, as far as I can see, there's a new, I don't regret booking Eamon Jackson. The first thing I got was messages through to me from these groups telling me if I didn't pull Eamon Jackson's gig, that I would suffer the consequences for it on Facebook, and that I did. To a point.
So they flagged in advance.
Yep.
These people that are anti-puppy farming and what have you. Not all of them, but this organisation. And they told you that you would feel their wrath if you went ahead with this gig.
Yeah.
But you decided to go ahead with it.
Yeah, I decided to go ahead. And the reason being, I was raised on a farm, which I'm very proud of. My late father brought us up to respect everybody. And animal welfare was at the forefront of our farming career. I'm on farming to this very, very day. I wouldn't see an animal abused, and the proper authorities and the proper channels, I back them 100%. To abuse any animal is completely wrong. Wrong in my book. Now, I done a bit of research into this guy. I'm not taking his place or not taking his point.
Not taking his side.
No, yeah, I'm not taking his side. But I take people as I meet them and what I think is right, and I will not stand for bullying. Of any kind, and that's what I call it as bullying.
Well, how much of this came locally, do you think? How much of this anger, how much of this campaign was supported locally, do you think, versus how much of it came?
Very, 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 very small. A couple of people locally. I think they were the first threats that I got. Eamon Jackson come, and I looked up the thing, and I looked up looked into it, and as far as I can see, the man has done absolutely nothing. He's proven guilty of nothing. He was never in the court door for that.
No, he's not guilty, but there were recommendations of inspection of the as it relates to some of that. But I do want to get into that debate about talking about his business.
Absolutely,
or his family's business.
Absolutely, it's not really why I'm on.
That's what I was curious if you really didn't want to go down that route.
No, it's not really why I'm on. Our ratings were brought down. I bought Biddy Freels 2 years ago, it was burned. We built it up. We have a great community, absolutely smashing community that backed us to the halt of great people. We opened it a year ago. We had 5-star ratings straight through the whole thing. There's a lot of charity events that was on there for great people, and that I support 100%. But for people to ring or to send me messages personally and bully me out of holding a gig on my premises, I do not agree with at
all. What kind of threats did you get?
It was basically threats of destroying my business, basically.
Mm-hmm. Your livelihood?
Yeah, my livelihood.
How has that impacted you and the family?
Well, I came back at one point, my wife was actually crying in the house. My wife works in the place, there's 4 children we have, down to as low as 8 years of age to 18. We all work on the premises. That's terrible what people can do.
I know you want to get your thoughts together because I know you've written some stuff down. So I'll give you an opportunity to do that. The headphones are playing me up, so I'm going to chat to Eamon Jackson here now. Okay?
Yeah, no bother.
Eamon Jackson, this is not the first time, of course, you've experienced this. Wherever you play, wherever you're booked, something the campaigning starts. It's having an impact on you, you say?
That's right, Craig. How are you keeping? It's unbelievable the amount of abuse that we're getting in all the venues all over Ireland and UK. Like, you know, it all started off, Craig, from a Pamina-Rammer program that took place about 9 miles away from ourselves here. And next thing what they done was on social media, they put fake pictures of animals, of dogs in very bad state up on on social media and more or less stated that they were my dogs, like, you know, and I'd never anything got to do with any animal welfare or anything like that. We always run a lovely, proper, clean business here, and always did, and my father before me. But they said if I quit the dogs, that they would come in thousands to support my gigs. And that was about a year and a half ago. I done that. I deregistered. I have nothing got to do with the business now at all. And it's got worse instead of better.
I mean, you must be close to packing it in, are you?
Well, look at this. It's got we're getting an odd gig here, there, and everywhere, like, you know. But the likes of Biddy Freels standing up for us, and Bundoran and all them places, like, you know, they understand, and they've met me in person, like, you know. These people's coming in, and the stuff that they're saying is unbelievable, Craig. Like, you know, I got death threats and everything else here. Like, it's crazy.
All right, listen, Eamon, thanks very much for that. We have a couple of minutes there, Tony. Would you book Eamon Jackson again?
I certainly would. I have no problem. I've looked into it. The man was guilty. And that's not why I'm in here, by the way. That is not the reason
why
that
do
I come
in. What do you want to say?
I was contacted by Highland Radio this morning to come in.
Mm.
I didn't look to come in.
We
by Highland Radio
that.
To come in this morning. There's people that stood up for us on Facebook, and the abuse that they got from these people is unbelievable. Unbelievable. They've criticised their children, and actually one child that there was a fundraiser done for that had cancer, and they put their three kids into a photograph, and what they commented on there was absolutely disgusting. And I will not stand for that, for the people that support me and Biddy Freels. Biddy Freels is there for the local people, for a venue to help the community. That is part of the reason I bought it. That's basically it. I don't support any wrongdoing to animals, but I will stand up for what I believe in, and I stand for not being bullied down into doing something that I don't want to do.
Basically. Did this open your eyes? Has it made
It's made me see that there's a new thing now. There's a new court in our land now, and it's called Facebook Court. That's what it is. If you take a dislike into somebody, you can go at them, go at their business, and them people practically was bringing my business to its knees. To the support of the local people that I got, and I'm on here to thank them very, very much from the bottom of my heart for what they have done. They have supported me 100%. Done a report. I didn't get into any ins and outs on it. I done one report yesterday, and the amount of likes and the amount of things that it's got is absolutely brilliant. And basically, I just want to thank each and every person that supported us. I do not support puppy abuse. I do not support any abuse to any animal. Quite the opposite. I'm farming all my life, as my dad before me done, and he had nothing but respect for animals, and I'm the same. These people are saying that if you support Eamon Jackson, you're basically...
supporting cruelty to animals.
Yes, and they even said worse, that you support a person that's cruel to animals as a paedophile, basically. I mean, that is terrible language to be used.
He was never found. The family, there were some recommendations. There's a very extensive post on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And anything that, you know, everything, you had an opportunity to put it down there. People can read that and get a sense of it. But you just want to say that you wanted to say that you're not going to be bullied, as you used.
I always stood up for what I thought was right. I'm a fair man and a decent man as far as I can read. I do what I think is right, and I will not tolerate people bullying me or my premises out of booking whoever I feel like booking.
Okay.
And that's basically it. And the people come and enjoy them, and that's basically it. I'm not on here to stand up for Eamon Jackson. I'm not here to stand up. I was invited on. I come in to say my part, and there's a whole lot of other stuff that I could say, but I'm happy with what I've done.